Ah, that's interesting.
What?
I'm just looking at this map of Cairo. Someone's been working on it. Do you see those red dots?
Yes.
I wonder what they've been trying to do.
That's the hotel, isn't it?
Where? Oh, yes, that's right.
And isn't that the Avenue Shulamar? The line with the red dot on it?
Yes. I should think that red dot marks the House of Bari.
Then what are the others?
I don't know. I'm taking this map back to the hotel with me.
Aren't you going to wait for Quinn?
I don't think there's any point, dear. It's my bet that Quinn's already been here.
Then why didn't he wait?
Well, quite obviously, the gentleman was disturbed.
Paul, I've got a hunch that something's happened to Quinn.
Well, judging by the look of this place, something's certainly happened to someone.
Supposing Quinn told you the truth this morning and Sullivan was here, the real Richard Sullivan, supposing Quinn came here tonight, or this afternoon for that matter, saw Sullivan, told him what had happened between you, and then...
And Sullivan didn't care for it, fell out with Quinn and had a first-class row.
Yes.
But if Sullivan was here and really needed the glasses as badly as Quinn said he did, then why should he fall out with Quinn?
Yes, well, you answer that one, darling.
Your hunch might be right, Steve. I must confess, I've had an odd sort of feeling about Quinn ever since the first night we met him. Hmm. I'll probably find the poor little devil with his throat cut or floating down the river.
Oh, darling, don't.
Anyway, there's obviously no point in staying here. Let's get back to the boat.